Questions about access barriers, accessible information and communication. Is there any way a deaf or disabled person can alert the COVID-19 testing services of their access needs for communications? For example, requesting the use of SMS or email-only communications, opting out of voice telephony, SMS or postal communications. If not, how are deaf and disabled people expected to access test and trace services in accordance with their legal rights? Can people access the NHS 119 telephone service in British Sign Language, BSL, free at the point of use? What effort has been made to liaise with Beta's Relay UK Text Relay, formerly TypeTalk, service to ensure NHS 119 calls are prioritised? Prioritisation is vital to ensure Relay UK operators are not taken off 119 calls to deal with other priorities. Is the proposed test and trace app going to be accessible to all disabled users, including screen reader and text-to-speech users, magnification users, people who need to change colors to read text, people with dexterity impairments, people with cognitive impairments, accessing information and instructions? Is there any government or NHS-hosted information about COVID-19 test and trace available in British Sign Language, BSL? Are instructions relating to all elements of testing and tracing provided in British Sign Language, BSL? Is there high-quality British Sign Language information about testing and tracing which is freely and easily available to any deaf BSL user who wishes to access it? Are the instructions around testing and tracing available in different accessible formats for disabled people who require it, including Braille, audio, large print, or Word format? Has information about test and trace been translated into easy read format, commonly provided for people with learning disabilities, drive-through or other test centers? For people who cannot drive or have access to a private vehicle in their household, can you ensure that they are not disadvantaged by having to wait longer for home or other test options? At a drive-through, many centers are reported to use verbal instructions from masked staff. What plans are in place to fully support a patient who cannot hear or understand those instructions? At a drive-through or other testing centers, there have been reports that systems are used where the patient has to receive a voice phone call to be alerted for their appointment or to move between areas, make a voice phone call to talk to staff and receive instructions. What alternatives are available for people who do not have a mobile phone? Disabled and deaf people who cannot access voice telephony. What options are provided for deaf people who need communication in BSL? How are these alternatives advertised to people who may need them? Are those alternatives guaranteed to be available at every testing center? Can it be guaranteed that no one will be turned away from any drive-through or other testing center because of their need for adjustments to verbal and voice telephony communications? Some test centers require people to wait around outside. Has any provision been made for those who don't have a car to wait in, who may, for example, have difficulty safely social distancing or standing for any period of time? Dealing with self-testing. Is there tactile information on COVID-19 testing items such as swabs to enable someone with no sight or low vision to use them safely and effectively? Can it be guaranteed that visually impaired people will not have to wait longer to access accessible testing? Some people will have difficulties doing swab testing for reasons related to their impairment or condition. Examples include arthritis or physical impairment affecting someone's dexterity skills, people experiencing tremors or uncontrolled movements from their impairments or medication side effects, people with impairments that have altered their ear, nose and throat anatomy. What options are there to ensure prompt and appropriate testing is available to people who cannot self-test using throat and nose swabs? Can it be guaranteed that someone will not have to wait longer for someone to do the testing for them in a way which meets their needs? Adjustments to testing processes. Some disabled people will need extra time to manage the sample acquisition process. Can this be guaranteed? Some disabled people will be unable to tolerate the discomfort of nasal and throat swabs. Will alternative testing options which are less painful or difficult be readily available as quickly as needed? Many disabled people have conditions with symptoms that mimic one or more of the key symptoms of COVID-19. Access to vital health care can require people to be COVID-19 symptom-free or have proof of a recent negative COVID-19 test result. Some people have reported being unable to access testing because they do not drive and/or cannot test themselves safely. Will accessible testing options be made available to ensure these people can get access to appropriately accessible testing in a timely manner?